I was a bit surprised the other day when I was looking at the weather forecast on my iPhone, and they had mentioned that it was going to get cool off for the next 4 or 5 days here in Vancouver. I was actually had put away my winter coat, but the temperature is going to be dipping for the next few days, which is, I guess, part of winter. But climatologists are predicting the warming El Nino climate pattern is cycling its way back, and it'll push up global temperatures even higher later this year and through 2024. Joining us now to talk about El Nino and the climate overall is David Phillips, Senior Climatologist for Environment Canada. David, thank you for joining us.
Well, Jess, thank you for inviting me aboard. It's always great to talk about the weather.
Yeah, it is, and we seem to be spending a lot more time talking about it. It's had such an impact on our lives. First and foremost, what does this mean in regards to El Nino coming? What will that mean overall for us?
Well, Jess, you know, it's a little premature to go there. I mean, I think it's headed that way for sure. Mm-hmm. What we know now is La Nina. Now, La Nina is the, you've been having this for 3 years, and it's affected certainly your winters, some of the coldest winters and snowy conditions that because of La Nina. This is this body of water in the tropical Pacific, you know, 1,000 kilometers away from British Columbia, but it has a profound effect, particularly in Western Canada. When there is a La Nina, I would go to the bank on saying what your winters are going to be like. And if it's El Nino, that is the warmer water than normal, then, you have usually balmy kind of winters, and typically years also tend to be on the milder side. So it's a very important element to determine what our seasons are going to be. It doesn't really affect so much the day-to-day weather in terms of forecasting it, but if you're looking at seasonal forecasts, what the next month, the next season's going to be, the next year, then it really does improve your batting average. When it's in between, which is something that somebody just recently called La Nada, which means nothing, and that would be when the water temperature in that same body of ocean is, say, between plus 0.5 and minus 0.5. Kind of neutral, normal. It's sort of right in between. And so that's nothing. And so therefore, you don't really get a signal from that. But when it's colder than minus 0.5, well, and it stays for 3 months, then it's a La Nina episode. If it's warmer than that, than a half a degree, well, then we give it an El Nino name. But this one, Jazz, has been around for 3 years, and we've seen really having a profound effect on climates, not just in Canada, but sometimes it affects droughts in some parts of the world and sometimes floods here. So it's a very important element to getting the seasonal forecasting right if you've got an El Nino or La Nina.
Well, you raise a very good point. If we've been dealing with La Nina, and as you say, it includes colder, snowier conditions through BC winters, we've also had very warm summers even in the midst of a La Nina. And you think about potentially the heat dome of 2021.
So
that's one of the reasons it caught my eyes, that we're heading into a warmer period, and we were supposedly in a cooler period, but we've had some very hot summers even in this cooler period.
Exactly. And this is the point, Jazz. You make a really good point, because we know the signal between La Nina, El Nino in our winters is pretty strong. You can almost go to the bank on it. But it doesn't necessarily hold true for our summers. We don't see the kind of signal. If you've got La Nina, what kind of summers do you have? Because you're right. Last year was the warmest summer on record. This year was the third warmest on record. Mm-hmm. And that yet we had this year, and when we look at British Columbia this year, it was on average about in 75 years, the 20th warmest. But it was really two kind of years. You had the winter and the spring that were very cool. I mean, you called it January or Springuary. I mean, you just couldn't buy a good, decent day there from March, April, May, and into June.
I remember that.
And finally, summer came, and oh my gosh. I mean, I think it was the fourth warmest summer on record. Last year was the warmest on record, both of those La Nina kind of years. And then the fall, I mean, this past fall was somewhat gorgeous. I mean, the 10th warmest in 75 years. So really, we had a kind of a cool beginning, which fit that La Nina pattern. But the second half was warmer than normal. But again, there's not that sort of signal between what is the warm season going to be like from La Nina. Now, the current situation is that we see the this going to a neutral situation. And so then the normal kind, the model seemed to suggest, well, from neutral in the spring, mm-hmm. because, hey, La Nina's dead in the water. It's really finished. And so, and perhaps maybe the fact that January has been the first month in three that have been warmer than normal, maybe that's a early signal. I don't know. But certainly we think that the El Nino, the warmer than normal, is coming. And when you look into history, when you have an El Nino year, you have generally your warmest summers, your warmest years are during El Nino years. Your coldest years are during with La Nina years. So for British Columbia, and really a lot of part of Canada, it has a good kind of signal. But very strong in the winter, but so-so in the summer. So my sense is that, my gosh, what we've seen in the last couple of years, at least, Jazz, is that we've seen some very warm temperatures globally, and yet we had a La Nina, cooler waters, and it was masking that warmth. So you can imagine how warm it would have been if there had been no La Nina. And so this is what has concerned people, climatologists around the world, is that if we're headed to an El Nino situation and it becomes a strong El Nino, okay, you can have weak ones or moderate or strong ones. If the size of the pool of water is large and the water temperatures could be two degrees warmer than normal, wow, this will really cook the atmosphere and create even warmer temperatures than we've seen in recent years because we've had the La Nina. So this is the kind of concern that climatologists have, is that we get out of this La Nina phase and what are we going to see? What kind of stick a thermometer in British Columbia in the summer, and what's it going to say, given the fact you've had the warmest and the fourth warmest in 75 years, and both of those were La Nina summers?
Yeah, I mean, when you think back to like a Soyuz temperatures there in the Okanagan, southern Okanagan, hitting in the low 40s, that could go higher. We've had elected officials here talking about us getting together in the Metro Vancouver area to making sure we have enough cooling stations now open up in the summertime, particularly for seniors. So it does add a different layer, not just on the temperature side, but on the public policy side. And it's how do we deal with these situations? The Premier in British Columbia has already said that, look, we've got to have, everything has to be seen through the lens of climate change, whether it be fighting forest fires or preparing for the forest fire season, and even in regards to how we build our highways now. So this is all part of that broader conversation.
You're so right. It has a profound effect on everybody, and you know, who would have thought of heat waves like we saw last year in British Columbia? I've been in business 55 years, Jazz. Mm-hmm. I shake my head of what we saw last year, 2021, in terms of not just the heat, but the drought, the searing forest fires, the flood of floods, the freezing at the end of the year. I mean, it was the year that you know, weather assaulted you. And we know it's just not just day-to-day weather. The model or the science has shown that without human intervention, that heat wave would not have been the heat wave it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was something that would have been just without people, would have happened maybe once every 1,500 years, but with people, with the fact that we're contributing to that, well, I mean, you could say it's going to be something like every 5 to 10 years. So, hey, we've got to deal with this a lot better, a lot more in all sectors than we have in the past. It's not just something that it's about the Arctic warming up. It's about the southern part of Canada, too, facing things that, hey, we used to think this was in Bangladesh or Botswana or Bolivia, but my gosh, it's now in Burnaby and Brandon and other places in southern Canada.
David, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate
your
visiting.
Jazz, nice to be with you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.